This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today is a big day for Las Vegas. The first major convention since the pandemic hit is coming to town. It's called World of Concrete, because everybody gets a convention, right? Attendance will surely be smaller this year than the once typical tens of thousands. But before the year-plus-long pandemic timeout, conventions were the $11 billion backbone of the Las Vegas economy. And their absence is one big reason that city has been slower to recover than other parts of the country. As Marketplace's Matt Levin reports, what happens in Vegas this week might not actually stay in Vegas. Could be a bellwether for the global convention business.
Sean Sheehan has been to World of Concrete so many times, he can't remember if this is his eighth visit or his ninth. Sheehan is the Northeast Regional Sales Manager for Husqvarna Construction. It sells all sorts of power tools that can cut through concrete.
It's our Super Bowl or World Series of events every year.
But as we make our way into the Las Vegas Convention Center, it feels less like the Super Bowl and more like a preseason exhibition game. There are big booths being set up for companies like Ford and Valvoline, but there's just fewer of them.
In previous years, consider three of these halls back to back to back, all filled.
The last time World of Concrete happened, close to 60,000 masons, contractors, and salespeople descended on Vegas for close to a week. Nobody expects that type of crowd this year. But a permanently smaller convention industry would be a big problem for Vegas, mainly because not as many people would do what Sheehan is planning later today, despite the 97-degree heat.
Playing golf, no doubt. We're hoping to this afternoon if we can sneak out because we have a little window.
David Schwartz is a gaming historian at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He says convention goers are more lucrative customers overall because they tend to spread their wealth beyond the craps tables and slots.
Because they do spend so much more on food and beverage, rooms, and entertainment, you know, even though they don't always gamble as much.
The city has Sheldon Adelson to thank for that. You may know him as the now-deceased Republican megadonor and casino magnate, but he made his early money running a personal computing convention in the 1990s. That's where he discovered the obvious. Corporate credit cards couldn't be used in the casino, but they could be used to treat clients to front-row seats at Cirque du Soleil and lavish dinners at Spago.
Adelson figured out that you could use conventions as the base to build a pretty profitable casino resort.
Before long, big resort hotels and five-star restaurants started transforming the strip, and conventions became the heart of a multi-billion-dollar economy that pumped money throughout the city, even to the cold parts. I'm in a freezer about the size of a two-car garage with Marco Villarreal, known as the Vegas Iceman. He's been making custom ice sculptures in Vegas for 5 years. Right now, he's chiseling some popular designs into a 3x2-foot block of ice.
So, for diamonds, shooting stars, a lot of shooting stars.
About 90% of Villarreal's business comes from conventions. Unicorn vodka fountains, individual cubes with corporate logos. And when the pandemic hit,
that's when I shut everything off, and it was just weird to walk into silence. Because I've heard this hum years.
Villarreal's freezer is back on. That's because the convention business is finally coming back. Stephanie Glanzer heads sales for MGM Resorts. She says the calendar is packed through 2022.
Cancellations did not outweigh future bookings for future years.
Glanzer isn't threatened by the rise of digital conferences.
Companies that have given up their real estate from a saving standpoint to allow people to work from homes, they are booking small meetings, whether it's just their executive team or whether it's their sales team.
But it is an open question whether companies are willing to spend what they used to on big global conventions like World of Concrete. You can run a power saw demo on Zoom without paying for an international flight. Sheehan, the Husqvarna sales manager, was a seller at a digital convention last year. Not a fan.
Being in sales or a sales-related business, the human one-on-one in-person interaction is really, really key.
And with any luck, the deals will be done on the golf course. In Las Vegas, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.